Hi. Welcome back to the Late Night with the Amber Oli Show. Featured here on RBN Live Monday through Friday. Join me on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Callers, you can call in to this broadcast at 1-800-313-9443. To look at my website, you can go to www.clearblogs.com/DANNEBURLEYSRADIOCLUB. It's Deanne Burley's Radio Club. Also, you can go to dnburley.blogspot.com. Also, call me direct, 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. Welcome to my broadcast tonight. There's some very high-powered guests here. We're going to be talking about the issue of the hospitals, the veterans' hospitals. What's going on? How are medical officials treating patients coming back from Iraq and various wars? There's stories coming out about Edwards Hospital, various other medical facilities where patients that had been in the military have to wait months for treatment. Months for treatment. And shouldn't that be a top priority? And does that kind of make us look bad in a lot of ways? So we're going to talk here about that in a few moments with Major Doug Rocky. He's one of the greats within the Patriot Movement, and he's going to be talking about what is going on with these issues with the hospital. There was a story that broke out here in Chicago. It seems as though the identification or ID information for teachers is being compromised. So anyone who worked in the Board of Education as a teacher in the city of Chicago, they're saying that their ID is possibly going to be used for identity theft. And the same thing happened with the military. And it's just questionable why this is happening in certain industries, that somebody's able to take the computers and download people's social securities and different information and then just vanish. So we're going to be talking about that. And I'm going to call my co-host here, John. John, are you there?
And yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm watching a replay of Loose Change 2. My sons were challenging me about the 9/11, even though I'm fanatical about it. And they pointed out something on the engines of the Pentagon. And, you know, I'm just, Loose Change had a good production on showing the engine compartments and whatnot and where they came from. And, you know, they have a DVD, so you don't have something where you can snap a picture and then do a comparison and that kind of thing. So I'm trying to, people that have their air up of, nah, I don't see nothing, or I don't want to see nothing, how do you defend that? So basically I'm reviewing to try to make a stance, you know, because as the powers to be make up these other websites of misnomers, we need to combat them. We need to look at them and go back and say, hey, you know, yeah, here's what they say. Now, who made that website up? When you prove them wrong, who made that up to produce that false information? And we need to challenge them. And I hear the music, so.
Yeah, we're going to break, and we'll be right back on the Deanne Burley Show right after this break.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. by doing nothing more than you're doing right now because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBMLive.com during the week. I'm on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm going to announce our guest, who happens to be Major Doug Rocky. He is going to report incident and issues that are going on with medical the situation with our troops coming back and the treatment of the troops is relating to their injuries. Major Rocky, are you there?
Yes, good evening.
Okay, how are you doing?
Well, been an interesting, long, interesting day.
What is going on? You had talked to me over the weekend and had told me that you're working on a huge issue concerning things with the hospitalization of men and women coming back with real wounds like shrapnels and everything else across the board. And the treatment that they're getting in the hospitals is not what people would think. Can you explain what's going on and how you got involved?
Well, I'd be very glad to. I enlisted in the military back in 1967, so it's about 40 years now, over a 40-year duration. I served Vietnam, served in Gulf War I, the command staff. I was involved in the development of all of the battle plans for what's known as Iraqi freedom, enduring freedom, and all of that stuff, and also in the Balkans when we went in there in 99. Part of our responsibilities in the military was in the medical command to identify what the potential threats are, to identify what type of medical needs would be required, and we also got thoroughly involved in planning the medical care, much along doing much more in addition to that, doing the response for that. So it's been a very long and interesting, tedious, frustrating job. What has happened during Gulf War One, known as Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield, we had a very low-level casualty rate as far as those wounded in action, those killed in action by enemy fire. However, we have had now today an extensive number of individuals who have come back with serious, serious medical problems. And that's all starting to develop, and we're seeing the same thing now with Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. What we do know today from the United States Department of Veteran Affairs, as a result of all of the exposures that happened during Operation Desert Storm and Desert Shield, that approximately 276,000 of the individuals that served in the Persian Gulf between May of 1990 and October and November of 1991, to be exact, 275,485 individuals as of November 30th of 2006 have applied for permanent disability with the United States Department of Veteran Affairs. That's an incredible number.
That's a huge number.
Yes,
huge.
It's absolutely huge. And especially when we know today that as of November 30th, out of the 697,000 that participated in the war, there's only about 616,000 left alive. So 80,000 have died in the intervening 15 to 16 years since Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And what we do know also, in addition to this, according to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs reports, and I'm looking at the actual statistical reports for medical care from the VA VA to these individuals, is that as of November 30th, they've denied medical care and denied service connection to approximately 31,000 individuals. And they still have 36,000 claims pending.
That is an extraordinary number. How could they deny claims?
Well, what we're seeing happening is, from what happened during Desert Storm and Desert Shield, there was an incredible number of exposures that happened. First off, we had the total misuse of immunizations, where individuals were given 6, 8, 10, 12 immunizations simultaneously, which had a horrible effect on the body's immune system and everything else, and created all kinds of problems. We had the total misuse of pesticides. We had the total misuse of hazardous materials, disposal of hazardous materials and everything else all over. And I got involved in that directly with General Tommy Franks, cleaning up his mess after the war. We had the deliberate destruction of Iraq's chemical and biological stockpiles that the United States and the United States Army had given to Iraq for use against Iran and against the Iraqi Kurds. So in December of 1990, we made a conscious decision at the command headquarters to destroy those in place. On page 390 of General Schwarzkopf's autobiography, It Doesn't Take a Hero, he specifically discusses that. General Powell was involved, General Chuck Horner was involved, Dick Cheney was involved, Schwarzkopf's involved, and all of us were involved at the medical command and experts in nuclear, biological, chemical warfare. We then had extensive exposures due to the oil well fires. And the original directive, medical directive we put out from the Theater Medical Command was, thou shalt not go near it without full respiratory and skin protection. Well, that never happened. They went in there and they got sick. We had carc paint issues. We had all the endemic disease issues, just like when you go to summer camp, or, you know, Girl Scout camp or Boy Scout camp, or go to college for your first semester. You all get sick from all of the exposures. And then we had extensive exposures due to uranium munitions, depleted uranium munitions, which is one of my primary expertise for the United States Army and Department of Defense. And with the completion of the ground war, General Schwarzkopf assigned me by name to go in and clean up all the DU mess and ensure medical care was provided. And that's never happened to this day. We did the best we could, but it's a disaster. So with all of this happening, we started to see what's called Gulf War illness. The United States Department of Veteran Affairs has denied it. The U.S. Department of the Army, Department of Defense has denied it. And the United States Center for Disease Control has denied it. In 99, we were all appointed to the Center for Disease Control and Gulf War Illnesses. We had a major conference, did all the planning, and it's just turned into a disaster. So what we do know today is that this is March, April of the year 2007. The Gulf War basically ended in March of 1991. So that is 16 years ago, and now 16 years later, we have 80,000 that have died since that time that were extremely healthy, could run all day, leap tall buildings at a single bound, and we have way over 275,000 as of November 30th that are seeking medical care from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, which 30,000 claims denied. We're seeing the same thing with Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom. Are you there, Deanne?
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what is staggering today is out of the 1.13 million individuals that have been deployed to the Persian Gulf from April and May of 1990 through November 30th of 2006, out of that 1.13 million, only 954,000 are still alive.
Jesus
Christ. Incredible numbers have come back and died. And out of those 954,489 that are still alive as of November 30th, 399,771 have applied for permanent medical care and permanent disability with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, we have to remember that probably 40% of these individuals are between the ages of 20 and 28 or 29.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
That's
so sad.
Yeah, so it's staggering. And then what we do know also, and I'm looking at the actual official reports, is the United States Department of Veterans Affairs has absolutely denied service connection and medical care to 39,370 of our sons and daughters. And that blew up here in Champaign, Illinois, in Champaign County, East Central Illinois, several weeks ago. What happened is it came to light in the Champaign News-Gazette, a front-page story, on basically March 22nd, was that a member of the 2nd Battalion, 130th Infantry, Illinois Army National Guard out of Urbana, Illinois, that unit had been deployed to Iraq. This particular, two of the individuals lost their arms during IED, improvised explosive device attacks. And when they applied to get medical care at Walter Reed, this is the Walter Reed Medical Center under the U.S. Army in Washington, D.C., they were basically tossed aside.
For what reason?
Pardon me?
Why did they toss them aside? For what reason?
The sheer numbers of casualties that they have there and the desire to get out from underneath it. And so what happened is they came back here and they put in and applied for medical care and service connection for a lost arm and shrapnel wounds all over their body with the United States Department of Veterans Affairs regional offices in Chicago, Illinois. Well, the wonderful leaders at the regional office for U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in Chicago, Illinois, decided and deliberately and willfully denied this fine young American soldier with a brand new baby service connection for shrapnel wounds all over his body.
And what was the reason?
No reason was given. They just did it. And then they
something that's going on in Chicago. That's my area.
Yeah.
They are also back on medical for people that are on public aid. They're cutting back on any type of government medical assistance programs under the Senator Dick Durbin. They're talking about it currently. They're claiming they don't have enough money to keep that fund going. And I think it's outrageous. First of all, if a person is coming back with shrapnel wounds and these kind of ailments you're talking about, that's severe, and that should be top line for them to do something to make sure that they get covered for some type of a treatment. And I hear the music coming up. We'll be right back with Major Doug Rocky. This is a very important issue, and I hope you spread the word of this. We'll be right back.
Sweet dreams are made of us. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, we're back, and it's late night with Deanne on RBN Live. We're talking about a very important subject here, and it's the health care of our men and women that have been serving in Iraq. And we're hearing a nightmare. It's unbelievable with Major Doug Rocky. Major, I want to ask you a question here. Is this far worse than what you were seeing that happened in Vietnam? As far as Agent Orange? Are you there?
With Agent Orange and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs is reporting as of a couple months ago that over 400,000 of us that served in Vietnam, you know, during the 60s and in the early 70s, are now seriously ill and having medical problems as a consequence of Agent Orange exposure. So these are incredible numbers, much less all the other casualties and those that wounded, the 50-some-odd thousand that died that were killed in action in Vietnam. So what we have is just a catastrophic, serious adverse health effects for extremely short duration of combat using very dangerous weapons. As of the information that's coming out, the brand-new report that I got in the mail today for the U.S. Army on casualty totals, the total casualty totals for Operation Iraqi Freedom right now, with the newest report, is 3,236 killed in action, 24,314 wounded in action. But that only reflects a part of the thing. When we do casualty totals, when we plan casualties, we plan medical care in the U.S. Army, in the military, what we have to consider is what we call killed in action, those that are directly involved in military operations, engagement with the so-called enemy that are blown up or shot or whatever. And the wounded are those that survive as a result of being shot, blown up directly with an enemy. So what we have from Operation Iraqi Freedom is 3,236 killed in action and 24,314 wounded in action. When we go to Afghanistan, which is Operation Enduring Freedom, the totals are 369 killed and 1,141 wounded. But that's only a part of it. The majority of casualties are classified with what we call disease and non-battle injury, DNBI. And within the DNBI category are those that both died and those that survived. And so when we look at the 400,000 that have come back and applied to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for medical care, that's primarily disease and non-battle injury. What we do know from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs reports from November of 2006, put out in Thanksgiving, is that 205,097 of our sons and daughters have come back from Iraq seeking medical care from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. These are active duty and National Guard troops that have been discharged. From our work and a lot of work from a lot of fine individuals, we were able to force through the Department of Defense and the VA to provide medical care for 2 years to everybody that returned without them having to apply to the Veteran Affairs for permanent disability and medical care. In other words, they were there, they come back, they get the medical care. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what we do know from November report, this was put out at Thanksgiving of 2006, so that's several months ago, and it's gone up substantially. We know that 205,097 as of November had applied for, had gone into the VA for medical care. And the demographics were 3% were under the age of 20, 53% were between the ages of 20 and 29, 23% were between the ages of 30 and 39, and 21% were 40 and over. Well, this is predominantly, again, a young man's war, 20 to 29. You know, when anybody, you go to the doctor and you get sick and the doctor's going to send you a bill, correct?
Okay.
And they send you a bill based on an ICD-9 diagnostic code. So, you know, well, you had the flu or you had a parasitic disease or you got respiratory or, you know, whatever it is. You know, that's what it is, or skin disease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an ICD-9 code. What we do know, and this is reported in the VA report, and I'm looking at the actual report now, that out of the 205,097 sons and daughters of America that have gone to the VA for medical care, this does not include those that have applied for permanent disability. We have 21,000 with parasitic diseases. We have 1,584 cases of actual confirmed cancer. Mm-hmm. We have 6,571 cases of benign tumors. We have 36,000 metabolic problems. That's endocrine nutritional problems. We have 3,500 problems with the blood. We have 73,000 problems with mental. Neurological problems. Now, neurological problems are primarily due to the use of uranium munitions and the misuse of pesticides. One thing that we talked with the medical command, we tried to get stopped, is all these people were sending all of these care packages over and giving soldiers flea collars to wear in Iraq.
Flea collars?
Well, to prevent the bugs and everything else from biting them. And so what we have today is 61,524 of our sons and daughters with serious neurological problems.
From what? The flea collars?
From uranium munitions exposure and from total misuse of pesticides. The flea collars they were wearing released pesticides continuously, and they were absorbed into the body.
Oh, God.
And what we do have is 29,000 with serious cardiac problems, 36,000 with serious respiratory problems. Now, the use of uranium munitions is primarily respiratory.
Now the thing is that when they come back, now, we're going to a break. We will continue here. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back. It's Late Night with Deanne, and I'm here with Major Doug Rocky, and we're talking about the issue of health care for our men and women that are serving in these wars. Now, these numbers are staggering, and I have a question for you. Now, from the time they get back, how long does it take for the average man to receive treatment from the Veterans Hospital?
Well, we know for a fact that direct correspondence and my own personal experience, because I'm a disabled combat veteran with a 40% disability for all of this stuff, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs in Chicago states very specifically, it takes approximately 36 weeks from the time that the 36 weeks from the time that the application is submitted until it's processed to where they get ready to start providing medical care for an individual. This is absolutely staggering. We continue on. We've got 36,000 cases of respiratory problems, very serious problems. I have, from the exposures to depleted uranium, which is the primary exposure causing respiratory problems, and is absolutely confirmed, just like causing the cancers and the leukemias and everything else is confirmed to be caused by the exposures to uranium munitions contamination that we in Great Britain, Australia, and Canada have used. We're the only countries that use it. So it's extremely problem. We have 63,000 serious digestive problems. Now, we have both contaminated food and water because of the failures of Halliburton, Kellogg, Brown, and Root that had responsibility for that. And then we have the ingestion of all the uranium contamination. And so what we're seeing throughout the medical systems, we've seen it at the Danville, we've seen it at the VAs here in Danville and Indianapolis, we've seen it at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, we've seen it in Chicago, is when this gets into the gastrointestinal tract, the esophagus and the small and large intestine literally turn to jello, and they just decay and they bleed out.
Okay,
so,
now this is a question they have on that. These are very serious. So 36 weeks, what is the legislators doing and saying about it, you know, outside Chicago? Anybody in federal government, are they doing anything about this?
Well, they're the ones that made the decision. The surgeon generals and the leaders in the U.S. military are the one in the VA are the ones that made the decision to deliberately deny medical care to all of our wounded because of the sheer numbers and the cost. They do not want the American public to know that the actual VA reports are out there that tell you that 400,000 have applied for permanent disability VA that have already been discharged, 100,000 more on active duty that are sick. We got 200,000 that have come off, haven't applied to the VA, but they're still seeking medical care. And we just go through this. When we look at the Geno Unitary System, we got 18,000. When we look at the rashes, we got 29,000. Cases. Now, the rash specifically comes from DU and the other stuff. I've got rash that's open and bleeding, and it has been open and bleeding since it started 24 hours after we got exposed during Gulf War I. So that's 17 years now. It's never stopped. The musculoskeletal system, connective tissues, this is primarily manifests itself in what is diagnosed in disability is fibromyalgia. Okay? 87,590 cases out of Iraqi Freedom alone.
Now, I would imagine that this, is there a possibility, too, that this over the length of the war exposure to DU, does that also equate to exposure to loved ones, you know, in regards to having, you know, symptomatic conditions?
Well, not so much. What we do know is with the DU and everything, we have absolutely significant RNA and DNA changes. Therefore, we have the children that have been conceived by exposed veterans have come out with horrible birth defects. And we do have, other than DU, we do have other exposures. So one of the significant problems that's been reported in Gulf War I and in Gulf War II is the burning semen, which definitely has an effect. We got some of the other problems, medical problems, definitely have been transferred to the spouses, female or male spouse, and onto the children. So we do have all those serious problems that are occurring. All this stuff blew up in their face approximately a month ago. And what happened approximately a month ago is that the revelation came out that medical care was deliberately and willfully denied to U.S. military personnel by the medical staff at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. And what happened is they found out that seriously ill individuals have been basically warehoused in buildings there infested with rats and cockroaches. And as a consequence, when all this stuff broke loose and this all came out, the commanding general, the top physician for Walter Reed Medical Center, was immediately fired. Now, he had been the commanding general for the medical care in Iraq before he assumed that role about 6 months ago as a 30th Medical Brigade commander, so he denied medical care over there. And so we'd had all that. And as a consequence, what has happened once all this broke loose is that the commanding general, the top doctor at Walter Reed, was fired. The surgeon general for the U.S. Army, Lieutenant General Kevin Kiley, who I've known for years, was fired. Then the Secretary of the Army, Harvey, was fired. And now, and this is just in today's Army Times, what we did have is Dr. William Winkenwerder, who was Deputy Secretary of Defense and all of medical, he's been sent packing. And Dr. Ward Cassells III has now been appointed as the Deputy Secretary of Defense for all medical for the Department of Defense. And I'm literally reading this right now in the Army Times. It will be, you know, released to the public on Monday. It'll be dated April 9th, and mine came in the mail today. So it's catastrophic. And what we have as a consequence is a complete failure of the Department of Defense, Department of Veteran Affairs, provide medical care to hundreds of thousands of wounded, injured, and ill individuals who have come back from war and are serving in the military with serious, serious medical problems, as absolutely confirmed by the ICD-9 diagnostic codes, that absolutely match today Iraqi freedom, match what we saw from Desert Storm. But this time we know we just got pesticides, we got immunizations, and we've got DU, uranium munitions contamination. So it's just, it's catastrophic in nature. And the question is now, what are the next steps?
Well, what would you suggest that we should be trying to do as the concerned public? What can we do to support this effort that you're putting forth?
Well, myself and many others, we have to understand, I'm a retired and disabled Army medical officer, and also a longtime NCO and served many, many years, and a whole bunch of us are working on this that had a lot of responsibility trying to get it done. And what the Department of Defense has done, and this started just the last couple of weeks, they have created what's called the Wounded Warriors Hotline.
Okay.
And what can happen is they have created an 800 number. It's up at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and anybody, family members or soldier, and we want to repeat, from the Navy, from the Coast Guard, from the Merchant Marine, from the Army, from the Air Force or United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, for all you guys out there that are listening, they can call the 800 number. And the 800 number at the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, is, and I want to repeat this very clearly, 1-800-984-8523. Again, 1-800-984-8523. This is the Wounded Soldier and Family Hotline. It operates 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, and they are just getting inundated with individuals and family members that are wounded, that are ill, that are injured, and have not been able to obtain prompt and effective medical care from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs or from the United States Department of Defense and all the branches of the military medicine.
I got a question on that. What's your opinion on that? Is that going to be like, if they respond, or are they going to be like, that's the dead hotline, that, they gave you a place to respond and they put you off for again? You know, I mean, it's a lot of the places we call today, they say you have a place that supports the government or supports the law or whatever, and you're finding it out that it's actually a shutdown portal. When you call it in, they basically put you on the list, and an example is I went to the Department of Education, which has a professional standard for licensing, and they helped just shut me down.
Well, we're seeing the experience we've had here in the last 96 to 100 hours, 120 hours, is they're actually doing something. My own personal experience is they've continuously called. The VA has followed up with it. They're appointing a case manager for myself. Other individuals we absolutely do know were denied medical care. For example, the sergeant lost his arm, denied medical care for shrapnel wounds in the 2nd Battalion, 130th Infantry, Illinois Army National Guard out of Urbana. Looks like they've resolved that problem. But we did have to get it all the way up to the brand-new Army Surgeon General, okay, and that's General Gail Pollock, to get this all resolved. But it looks like from everything that's happened and all the firing and the sheer numbers of casualties, they may be responding. However, again, I have an extreme caution from my own personal experience, knowing denials of medical care, delays of medical care throughout Illinois and Wisconsin, Indiana is absolutely occurring as we speak.
Well, at least we're doing something, and hopefully, now these people that were fired, do you feel they were just stool pigeons that were told to do their job, and now they're hanging out there? Were they really responsible for not doing the job?
They were responsible. They absolutely were responsible, and they made a conscious choice not to.
There's a election coming up, a presidential election. Are any of the candidates knowledgeable of this? Can they help, try to put some forth, some effort? I can't understand, You know, in this day and age, we have, like in New York State, they got money going into hospitals and things. And Chicago, they have, you know, some of the major universities. If it's a problem, why can't they put a situation where these men can be seen in any hospital, any facility?
Well, because, number one, you don't have the resources, you don't have the equipment, you don't have the knowledge. The other thing we have to understand with the universities and everything, their primary research budget comes from the Department of Defense. And so they're not going to help you. They never have and they never will. The National Academy of Sciences and all the testimony we've given up there over the years, we're up there so many times, they gave us our own parking spot next to the building. And the building sits between the State Department and Lincoln Memorial. It just could be funny. Same thing with the CDC. And well, there's a conscious choice not to. Now, as far as the candidates that are running for president,
mm-hmm.
we only have three candidates that are running for president have expressed any concern, any desire to help. That is Dennis Kucinich, Bruce Westcott, and Ron Paul. And I must make this loud and clear, and I want to make this loud and clear. I have continuously requested Barack Obama to help us ever since he ran for senator prior to the prior to his election during the last campaign. Was real interesting because during that campaign, I was on advisor for Dennis Kucinich, and Dennis Kucinich personally introduced me to Barack Obama one on one, which was an interesting thing at the University of Illinois. Barack Obama's staff has refused to help.
Refused? Why?
Refused to help. I don't know. I've continuously asked them, and everybody needs to understand that. My conversations, I have emailed them, I faxed them, I've talked to them on the phone for hours, specifically asked for Senator Obama to jump in to help us get medical care for everybody, to help us resolve the problems, to help us recreate all the absolute verified and known destroyed medical records and personnel files that have been destroyed in St. Louis, Missouri, where all the records are kept.
Wait. Why were the records destroyed?
Well, the records were destroyed, so there's no indication and no cross-reference that individuals were exposed or injured while on military duty or they performed the duty. One thing that came out for sure...
That's criminal. It's a criminal act.
Yeah, but they don't care because of the sheer numbers. We have to think about the numbers. We have way over a half a million just from this nonsense in the Persian Gulf, which was, absolutely totally based on total lies and everything. Okay, so there was no justification whatsoever for any of this, and I'm totally involved in this 100%. And so what we have is we have over half a million. We take a half a million of those individuals, we multiply that, the disability pay, the pension, at $500 per month. So half a million times $500 per month times 12 months of a year for the next 30 years. And then continuous COLA cost of living increases alone. Now, we take that half a million from the Gulf Wars. We add that to the 400,000 from Agent Orange. That's a million. Then we add all of the World War II and Korean War vets that are in serious medical problems. And we're estimating, plus the Vietnam vets and the other ones, we're estimating at 2 to 3 million people.
Yeah, but if they just did the budget of Halliburton that they overspent, they just had the payroll covered, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Halliburton is responsible for an incredible amount of all this stuff. So along with all of this stuff that's happening in the brand new Army Times that will be coming out again on April 9th, you should be able to get a newsstand through in the library there. Soldiers should have already got it. What has happened is there has been a proposal, and I'm going to the page right now because I want to very, very specifically get this correct, where the Department of Defense and the President has indicated they will reduce the medical budgets. Quote, this is from the direct headline, Surgeon Generals decry budget cuts. Services top docs question influx of civilian contractors and replace it in the whole thing. So at the time when the casualties are increasing, the budgets are being cut for medical care to pay for all of the other nonsense that's ongoing, to pay for Halliburton and Blackwater and all of these guys that are mercenaries, incredible cost over there in the war. So it's just catastrophic in nature. It's just simply catastrophic in
nature. And they have not once to this day asked for any of this money that they have overstated in invoices and done everything that is, I would say, criminal acts with Halliburton. Nobody has gone and asked them to repay one single dime of this back in regards to abuse to the money that they misused with the military budget.
That's correct, but then let's understand who the head boss of Halliburton is, the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney.
Well, I'm hearing numbers it's like $100 to do your laundry in Iraq for the Army charged by Halliburton.
That's correct. It's incredible numbers. I mean, it's just staggering.
What we have today is
incredible numbers of our sons and daughters that got wounded, were injured, or became ill, and predominantly ill and sick because of everything that's happened, uranium munitions, misuse of pesticides, hazard materials, food and water contamination, that have come back and are seeking medical care and denied medical care.
You are lost. Tell me who.
Well, we've got the music coming here.
We'll be right back after this break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Something, some of them want to use
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne with Late Night with Deanne. Folks, these are your kids. These are our Americans. These are people serving to protect this country. They're going over into Iraq. They're coming back with all types of injuries, losing limbs, exposed to everything imaginable. You hear what Major Doug Rocky is saying?
Deanne, I think we need to make something very clear. The individuals serving in Iraq and Afghanistan are not protecting the United States. If Afghanistan or Iraq have absolutely no offensive military capability, they've never done anything to us, they don't have any capability to attack us, and the concept and the idea that the individuals go over there are protecting our way of life or defending us or preventing our government from overthrowing or our Bill of Rights from being overthrown is pure nonsense.
So we've been lied to, and our young people have been exposed to every toxin that you imagine.
Yeah, so we have just an incredible problem. And now the Pentagon announced yesterday that they're talking about sending, you know, thousands upon thousands of National Guard back over to Iraq, and these National Guard would come from North Carolina, Florida, Arkansas, and Indiana. Thousands upon thousands. Now, you have to understand the National Guard might be in these states, but the individuals in those units can come from any of the surrounding states. So we do have a lot of individuals that live in Illinois that are in Indiana National Guard units. And so it's a horrible situation. And so when you go to war and these individuals come back with horrible medical problems that are delayed and denied, it affects everything down to the absolute in the total community because the families are disintegrating, spousal abuse is incredibly high, child abuse is incredibly high, crime rates are incredibly high. We've had the military enlist individuals that were, you know, gangs, and they went over there, and this is absolutely total reported in the FBI statistics, learned how to do this stuff, stole the weapons, came back and did it. For example, out of Fort Lewis, Washington, near Seattle, Washington, the Army Rangers went out using Army equipment here in about a month ago and robbed the banks.
Robbed the bank?
Robbed the banks. They just went out and robbed banks using Army equipment. A handful of, you know, renegade U.S. Army Rangers on active duty took their military equipment, their weapons, and went out and robbed banks.
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
The thing is, too, they're sending people back over there that have not even had rotation. They came here, and they're going right back.
That's correct. And in many cases, they're going back ill.
Well, we're going to break. We had a caller in. We're here with Major Doug Rocky and John Alastasis, my co-host. And we'll be right back. Incredible. We'll be right back, 800-313-9443.
It's